A veterinary medical officer with USDA says rapid diagnosis of swine vesicular lesions in swine is critical to guard against the introduction of foot and mouth disease. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
A Swine Health Information Center, American Association of Swine Veterinarians webinar yesterday examined the emerging risk of Seneca virus A due to its similarities to foot and mouth disease. Dr. Ann Carpenter, a veterinary medical officer with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Animal and Plant Inspection Service, says we've seen a significant increase in Seneca virus A detection in the U.S. since about 2016.
Probably the key takeaway is that we can't distinguish between foot and mouth disease and SVA based on clinical presentation alone. So all swine vesicular lesions have to be tested to rule out foot and mouth disease. FMD is highly contagious and, as mentioned earlier, has a really broad host range, right? It wouldn't only be swine affected in the U.S., it would likely be other animals as well. FMD virus can survive on fomites like boots and vehicles, as well as in animal products like meat and milk. The virus has a low infectious dose, and infected animals shed a very large viral load, which is a pretty bad combination. We can also see airborne transmission of the virus and shedding of the virus prior to onset of clinical signs, which can facilitate rapid viral spread. So all of these factors really highlight the importance of rapid reporting and rapid testing. You know, if we do have a detection of FMD, having quick identification, quick diagnostics, quick reporting, quick diagnostics, and quick identification can allow for control measures to be implemented more rapidly and likely limit the disease expansion to sort of facilitate control efforts and minimize the size of a potential outbreak.
Dr. Carpenter says global disease distribution for FMD is changing constantly, and it requires constant vigilance. Additional details on Seneca virus A and foot and mouth disease can be accessed at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.